My little granddaughters fight over the ones that we have. It's like, I want that one because it's got rockers on it.
All right. So, if you're not, if you're just here hanging out and you're not a deputy or anything.
I'm standing
I'm here for my ANS officer.
I would love for anybody who's interested to talk to their local person about becoming a deputy because many hands make better, lighter, more reasonable work because being an officer is hard.
And I'm technically a deputy, but I don't really know what that is.
Oh, okay. Well, we are in great need of getting our website worked on. Hi.
Hi.
I've talked with a couple of people, and Mott has tried, but I'm not sure how much she's tried. But that is one of the big things that I really need to get adjusted with, and I need to figure out how we can do that.
So, place.
Okay.
So, one is hire somebody. Two is to ask me to hire somebody.
Mm-hmm.
In either case, because you're a kingdom officer, I'm going to request all kingdom level sites get pulled under the anstiorin.org WordPress and use our skin.
So it's a WordPress.
Yeah.
If we know how to work WordPress, then we can work with
then
the net skin.
Work with me, and I will set you up I'll set up a site underneath it for you guys, and your navigation will go underneath the
Instagram
skin.
Okay.
I told Amada to get over.
Okay. So you, me, and Amada can get with him and make sure we get what you see him.
I know Martin.
Okay. Well, you work with him and let's get this working.
Yes, Martin's used to me talking to him about stuff.
Because I'm only going to be in the office for a little bit longer. I'm opening it up. And there will be a little bit of a transition, and I want to be able to get that person on a web page. And I want to have some more content on that page. I want the page to be relative, and so you and I can work together with the person that will be coming in. And I know that Martin will help in any way we possibly can, so I want to make sure you guys talked. So you good?
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
All right. That is the most wonderful thing
in
ever.
In fact, we already talked about talking to him at Canimus.
Okay.
Amada and I, and he'll be
good.
So we'll do
good. All right. I'm also looking at hopefully on that WordPress page to be able to formulate and be able to have some pages up so that we can see how documentation works. People can already on our old one, they had the ability to download our judging sheets and formats. We're working on some of the judging sheets, but I want us to be able to have that information that people can look through and see and get more consumable. I think people need to be able to see that. And I don't want to take that mystery out of what is the judging sheet? I want people to understand that. I want people to be able to download it and write their docs to that because it makes it so much easier to judge. And I want us to have, there were some pictures out about the heraldry and whatnot on what awards.
Sanctuary?
What the awards looked like, and there were some pictures
insignia.
Like that. Insignia pictures.
That's all on the
scribes page.
On the scribes
page.
But
we can link it.
But
heraldry page. It's on the heraldry stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but I would love for us to be able to do something not necessarily exact like that, but I'd like for us to say, you know, these are some things that people spent time in and did well at Kingdom ANS. I'd like for maybe our kingdom champions to go on that page. Just some subcategories so people can see what we have done in the past.
Well, I noticed Alden, since he won again, since he was still on there from 2014,
right?
Really made that easy for us.
Right.
So that's up to date.
So that's one of those things.
I know.
But that's
one thing up to date.
That's one of those things
I would like to
see us do is to have some more information so people can look at, you know, what kind of stuff is being done in the kingdom and how we can, because people are nervous about entering stuff. People are nervous about understanding how to do things. And I want them to see what we've done in the past and maybe some contact information from people so people can continue to teach, and people can say, oh, if I wanted to learn how to spin or whatnot, this person might be one of the good people. And we might have some artist enclave things on there because we've got several guilds that are being very active. We've got several cooks guilds. We've got some sewing guilds. We've got lots of CNI stuff going on in different places. And even if people aren't active in their local group, they might actually be more interested in going and doing solars. They might be more interested. They might not want to come to populist meetings, but they certainly would like to come to an arts event. Like, it's easier for me to bring my neighbor down the road to an art sci kind of thing than it is for me to bring them to a fight or a practice. Because a lot of times when I'm going in and we're doing bardic, or if we're doing just painting on CNI classes, we don't do it in costume. And sometimes that costume is the first thing that people are like, you want me to wear what? And so if we can get people involved in, we have talked about doing some local stuff with both Home Depot, not Home Depot, but Joanne's. Hobby Lobby and Joanne's and stuff. They'll have rooms. It's like, hey, we're going to do some sewing rooms. And as long as we're buying stuff from them, they don't care.
No, they don't.
You know, and if we can do more reaching out artistically, because the stuff that we're teaching, other people are spending hundreds of dollars taking classes. We hand it out for free in the SCA. And it is a great opportunity for us to get new members that is completely untapped. I'll tell you that there's a group in, where did Jen move?
Arizona.
The Society Seneschal contacted the Seneschal in that group and said, wow, you guys are growing by leaps and bounds. Your blue card numbers are going crazy. What are you doing? And the guy was like, I don't know what you're talking about. He goes, no, really, you've had 180 people in the last month and a half join.
Oh my God.
And they're like, we have. I haven't seen them. Well, come to find out, the lady that did the spinning and the weaving class said, if you join the SCA for this membership, you could take my classes half off for the rest of the year.
Oh, that's good.
And, that's a way that, you know, she had 40 people join the SCA to take her class for the rest of the year at half off. Those little ladies were never going to show up at fighter practice, but they got blue card members out of it. That's a weird way to do it.
But they might show up
in a populace. If they actually weave and spin, it's another way that they can wear their shawls. It's another way that they can, you know, do something kind of fun and interesting. So that's just a thought for you guys to think about. There's a lot of really cool art that happens. There's a lot of really cool things. And there are a lot of people out there doing them because we have interesting art. And artists like to come out and show people their art. It's not all fighting. You look at the numbers that we have in the SCA, and people aren't here to fight anymore. Originally, it started out as fighters, but people stay because they're doing art, because they're hanging out with friends, and they're doing things in corporate environments with friends. And a lot of it is art. So we have great potential to grow the SCA in a way that a lot of people don't think about. What does anybody think about that? You guys agree?
Yes.
So that's my big thing. But I just thought that was hilarious that the lady in the weaving shop was like just off-gassing the SCA. And the Seneschal was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about? These people aren't showing up at my event. And they're like, they're still showing up. And she says she's going to do it next year too. So it's a really cool deal. So is there anything that I can do to help you guys with your offices? Is there anything that she can do to help you with your offices? I am Amy Rich on Facebook. Most of you guys, I think, I'm mostly friends with already. Feel free to contact me on Facebook. Feel free to email me. I am much more apt to answer you quicker on Facebook because I'm there. I am on my email every other day, for sure, sometimes every day, but I'm on Facebook.
Well, that probably shouldn't be.
Must be nice.
I was going to let you guys know because Gulf War this year is going to be different. It's going to be a TNA Gulf War because we're fighting against Onsteer and Tremors or joining together. And everybody else is going to do their thing. So our ANS day will be very different. But we've kind of already hammered it out. We know what we're going to do. We're going to have our champions that we normally have. Normally we have 10 champions. We are going to still have our 10 champions locally. 5 of those people are going to be invited to the Invitational. And so...
Thunderdome!
Yes. So those 5 people will come. There'll be 5 champions that are traveling from Onsteora, 5 from Trimeris, 5 from Glen Aubyn, and 5 to Meridiez. Meridiez and Glen Aubyn don't normally come at those numbers. And we will display. Those 5 people will display. And Laurels from another kingdom will come through and read all their documentation. And Onsteora will have a champion. Glen Aubyn will have a champion. Meridiez will have a champion. And Glen Aubyn will have a champion. And then the queens will come forward and choose out of those 4 people who the grand champion will be. So that's how we're going to do it. Onsteorans are going to be against Onsteorans. Glen Aubyners are going to be against Glen Aubyners. And Meridiez. Each kingdom is going to have their own track. And everybody will compete primarily just along that track. The reason why we're doing this for the most part is because our judging forms that we use are things that Meridiez does not use. They do not write their docs to the kind of rubric that we write, and they do their ANS in the summer. There's no way for them to get like the normal champions that you normally get. So they've got 3 ladies that are they still have their pieces from the summer, but the others don't. So they're going to find some other people to do it. So that's the main reason why we're not doing it like we normally do, where one group gets all judged and the other group all gets judged, because it would be unfair, and the levels of art would be very different, because Meridiez just cannot bring 5 to 7 people up to that level in 2 months. Just can't do it. And I just didn't want to do that to them. So we agreed to go ahead and do it this way. But I'm still excited, I think. But our Kingdom ANS, where we'll go ahead and choose our champion, we're still going to have the 10 champions that we always get. Doesn't really change how Kingdom ANS is going to run. Does anybody know? Locally, do you have some people working on Kingdom ANS currently? You got a lot in the South, hopefully. Hopefully we've got it. Because I've got the monkey survey. Currently we had 15 people signed up. We had 38 last year that were signed up for Kingdom ANS. That showed. We had 42 that had said, and then 10 dropped out because it was stuff happened. Yeah. And it always happens. Like, you know, and it's okay to put in and then stuff doesn't happen and we end up not doing it.
6 somewhat.
Okay. Great.
I don't know if Simona's submitted yet. I know she's working on stuff.
Yeah.
I will say, if TOC is any kind of indicator, it's going to be an awesome event.
Well, I know.
Champions had some beautiful pieces out.
I know LBT had some great stuff out, too. We had a lot of artists. We had a lot of involvement. I think arts is doing really well in the kingdom.
There was 100 and something. LBT was huge.
Yeah, LBT was great.
It was redundantly huge.
It was great. And we had some really, really high-level stuff going on, too. So I just want to encourage people. I don't want people to be discouraged at all. But we've got so much going on. It's easy for people to get lost in the woodwork. I'm fearful. Because not everybody's going to be doing Kingdom ANS stuff. You know, it's really easy these 3 months for me to get so involved in that other things get, you know, they don't get padded as much. So make sure, you know, support locally wherever you can on your art enclave groups, your bardic circles, your whatever, you know, make sure that people are having a good time. Because that's where people continue to do stuff. You have people that will stop doing competitions because of poor interactions. But even if they stop doing competitions, they're still going to do their teaching. They're still going to come out to the bardic circles. They're still going to do those things.
That's what I'll be saying. On the
28th. I think that encouraging the artists socially, the social artist stuff is one of the things that would be really big. being able to do the artist groups and the sewing, stitch and bitches, and the, all those things, because so many of our artists are social artists.
So we could look at with the calendar, with the new calendar. So the, I'm going to be showing off a prototype of a new calendar.
Yay!
Which that will be for events, but it's a plug-in that's WordPress. We can use it in other parts of the site.
Mm-hmm.
So we could stand up a calendar.
I like the idea of an arts calendar.
Calendar, and so we can filter on different things. Like the new calendar, you can filter on activities, and right now it's a macro level, like arts and sciences is
right.
An activity. But we could do a separate calendar for
I think that's great.
And
oh,
then
that
you could
great.
Filter it
yeah.
by location and by activity. You could have...
Because you have fighters that move in, like, I'm going to be in Austin over Wednesday, Thursdays, or any fighting going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I used
but
to
could
go
totally
to stuff
do
when I traveled.
We could totally do that for A&S stuff. It's like, you know, I'm going to be doing so-and-so
we
and
so
could
totally
so-and-so.
Do an A&S calendar.
Yeah, that'd
and
be
just
great.
Work out
yeah,
the local
would be,
groups
that
to
would
figure
be
out
lovely.
And get that.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question. Is there a way to pull that to, one, export it out to a newsletter, and two, to pull historical data for everything that happened within a particular year in a particular category?
Well, it doesn't exist yet.
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
Once the data exists, pulling it out is possible, yes, in multiple fashions.
Okay,
so
how far back will it go, though?
It will go as far back as whoever puts the data into it goes.
Okay.
Yeah,
it doesn't
exist,
yet, so there is zero data to start with.
Okay, because that fits into a plan I'm working on.
But yeah,
we'll
we could theoretically, depending on the activity level of the local groups and how up to date the.
Well, if we can get a Word, because WordPress isn't that difficult to read. You know, if we've got contact people and we have people that we can put in things, if things change every 2 months, even say, we could totally do that. So, yeah, okay.
Part of the reason we're in WordPress.
Yay!
Lower the barrier.
WordPress on this, probably.
Lowering the barrier.
There you go.
Joomla.
So is there anything locally that you guys want to talk about? Have you guys been hit with any of the... I'm sorry, did you want to...
I was just going to say the thing we were talking about, that if you guys have people who are the not traditional A&S, which is the thing that we're not here to do anymore,
right?
We still do. If people are doing A&S around hitting each other, let me know.
Oh.
So,
cool.
Period fighting, if they're doing research on it, if that's
you know
the thing
where to
that
find
they're
Etienne.
Interested in.
Y'all have fun.
What's that?
I said, you know where to find Etienne. Go have fun.
I do know where to find Etienne. But there may be in your group, if you know you have particularly like really
period,
arts and science
period,
and period fighters who are like really interested in the history
Clark
of fighting.
Melbourne.
We have, I have a couple of thoughts about that because we have a bunch of ARMA HAPTA people that come and
so
they show up to practice, but they don't participate any other way.
Right. So. This may be a way for us to possibly recruit them as well.
That's
well,
great.
Yeah,
right,
especially since we're the ARMA people's Houston race.
There was some discussion at one point in time whether or not, because of the new bullying policy that you're supposed to be out, I got clarification. Those things do not have to, because we don't have to have them in if we're going to have a guild meeting or anything like that.
Okay.
I had to make sure that we didn't.
Oh, God.
Because it has to be a gate now. You know, it has to, we have, but my question was, what about guild meetings? What about things like that? Because those things can happen in those activities just as easily.
In fact, yeah.
Yeah. So if you guys.
There, not more easily.
Yeah, I've seen it happen more there than.
If you guys know of the situation that's happening, if there's some way that we can help someone who's feeling that they need to write the bot about something. FYI, would be nice if somebody's going to write something, you know. Reach out and make things better if you can.
And remember, the bot is not here for you. It's here to protect the society. Not you.
Yes. We don't need to bring
someone
mom and dad into this.
Sit down and have the discussion with
them. Do not bring mom and dad into this. We don't have to bring mom and dad into this.
It's very much like the State Board of Nursing or the medical examiners. They're not there to protect the doctor or the nurse. They're there to protect the public. The bot is there to protect the society. Not you. Not your feelings. Not you.
Yes, I usually
the
tell
society.
People, do you want to complain to a group of lawyers? That's pretty much what you're doing.
Yeah.
Just saying.
But,
using common sense.
But that's one of those areas where I'm very concerned for our artists. I'm very concerned for our officers. I'm concerned for the laurels. I mean, how easy would it be for somebody to complain about a laurel who's judged their pieces the last three times and they got really, really bad scores every time? They could write a complaint about that. We have to be cognizant on how we speak to people when I judge. We have to be cognizant of what we say to people when we're talking as our office. I'm sorry. It's just the rules we got now. And we all have those individuals.
The truth is not bullying. I'm just going to say it.
Well, but it can be perceived that way.
It can be perceived that way.
And the delivery of truth.
That can be. Right.
We all know a couple that need to be sat down and have this explained to them.
And we all know that the SCA is full of people that are not...
most tactful?
Yeah. Well, and the idea is the common man. The common man in the SCA is not always the common man that you're going to meet at Kroger.
That's right, because we are a bunch of uncommon people.
We are uncommonly amazing.
But if we could communicate like that, we would be doing it. There's classes you teach. It's been thousands of dollars in order to do this. So
right.
People need to... Right.
I just want to make sure you said we don't have to display the bullying policy at like guild meetings and stuff.
No, we don't have to do that.
All right. I got clarification from
I'll
from
just
Mavis.
Throw you out my
we
house.
Don't.
Well, and that is one thing that if you are having, if you're having guild meetings at your house, the people that are having them, it's difficult to throw. If it's been publicized and baronial funds were ever spent and it's on your baronial calendar, you cannot throw people out. Because that puts your 501c3 in jeopardy. Technically, we cannot do that. We can ask them to refrain from being whatever they're being. But when they show up, you can't just say you leave. They have to cause a problem before they can be asked to leave. And you have to address it at least once before it's immediately expulsion. You have to solve your problem to the best you can. And after once or twice, at that one meeting, you can say, at that point, you need to not be here right now. You're causing more problems than I can address as a teacher or that we need to have in this house. There's some personal problems going on right now, and I think just removing people from the situation would be best. Could you please go? Those are the things that you're going to have to handle at a guild meeting. And that's, you just can't say, you're not allowed in my house. If it's public, you cannot tell people they can't come.
This was a heated discussion that I told both of them they just need to take it outside.
And that's great.
So but, I did, in effect, throw them out the house, but not throw them out the house.
But we have to...
you have them to take a conversation outside.
Yes. Right. And that's great, and that's fine. But I'm just saying, to start off with, you cannot start off saying... I'm going to have guild meetings at my house, but Julia can't show up because Juliet drinks all the time, and she's going to show up drunk, and I'm going to have a problem. You can't start it that way. Julia has to show up drunk at your house, cause a problem. You have to ask her not to do it. You have to ask her not to do it again, and then you can make a policy, but right off the bat, you can't just say no.
Yeah.
And I would suggest that you talk to your seneschal about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. If you can talk to a seneschal.
This is the seneschal speaking.
Yeah.
I was
thinking if you have to use your mama voice, an email to your seneschal is probably worthwhile.
And it probably wouldn't be a bad idea to go up chain and find out who your kingdom officer is and go, hey, regional and kingdom, like your ANS people. Yeah.
Seneschal was there. So.
Kind of on that thread, but were I to start having guild meetings at my house and due to allergy restrictions could not have someone who wears heavy perfume or a smoker, is that something you would just put in the information ahead of time?
It can be put in the information because that's a medical issue.
Yeah.
And if a person shows up and has other issues, you can try to work through it the first time and then say, after this, I cannot have... Right.
Just say, please be aware that due to medical issues, no heavy perfume or smoke smell. You know.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it done for animals, but I didn't know for more airborne.
Yeah, just say severe allergies.
This is a clean house. I can't have these things.
I even know that, like, since I do a lot of millinery, if I'm working with rabbit all the time, I have to ask people, like, if I'm going to your house after work.
Are you allergic to rabbit?
Because I have my boss's husband is like deathly allergic to rabbit, and even if I show up, I have well on me.
24/7.
Yeah,
like he'll hug me.
And you have to be cognizant of those things, especially when you're having guild meetings and stuff in people's houses.
Well, I had
because weird stuff happens.
I had someone show up with a couple of unruly children that did a couple $100 worth of damage to some instruments. We addressed it, and so the rule is now if you're going to bring children. You have to email beforehand so I can make sure everything is yeah. extra it's, child-proofed.
It's hassle and it's hard because we opened our business whenever we would have fighter practice and stuff, and I just couldn't have and it's a plumbing warehouse. I mean, I can't have. I said, you know, nobody under this height could come.
Yeah.
Just no.
Yeah, because it's an unsafe area.
It's an unsafe area to completely, yeah.
And it's a liability on your business.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't do it.
Absolutely. So those kind of things you can definitely say no. But I just wanted to make sure to put out that you just can't, because of the 501c3 and because of those other things, you just can't absolutely say no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
So, but if you want to have more conversation about that, you can always talk to your seneschals and things like that.
Okay.
But if you do need, because of this policy, it will hit certain people more than it will hit other people because some people are way more sensitive about certain things. And so if they get into a habit of writing and complaining and writing and complaining,
I'm offended.
Then they will have a larger file against them. And Modius has already said, you know, he's got some people that are already having lots and multiple issues with other people, and so we all will have to work within the groups that we're working with, and we all know in our barons who are going to be the people that have the conflict, whether it's emotional conflict, whether it's ex-wives conflict, whether it's household conflict. The SGA is full of conflict. And our ability to move past those conflicts and move to a more unified, let's all sew this stuff and get along. We are going to be the big instigators to try to make people get along better. Because people want to be with us because we're cool, we're fun. We're not going to have any of that social conversation. That is another thing that I wanted to make sure that you guys realize that if you have somebody in your group that constantly bemoans, bad mouths, or says evil things against Crowns, B&Bs, other hospitalers, other different things, you need to pull them aside and say, hey, we can't have conversations. This is a unified place. This is a place that we're doing positive stuff with people. We can't have people denigrating the Crown while we're at a guild meeting. It's not appropriate.
The other thing you have to be careful of is the trolling on Facebook. Because that is cyberbullying. That is becoming a real issue as well. They don't have to be at the guild meeting necessarily to do it.
Yeah.
But I post my, hey, look at this great piece of art that I've done. And every single time I do it, she comes behind me and says, well, did you ever think that maybe you should have done it like this? Well, you did this wrong. You did this wrong. You did this wrong. And she trolls me. Every time I post, she trolls me. And she trolls me. She nitpicks me. And it starts to become a bullying. And so you got to watch out for that with your artisans too. And I think most of you are on my Facebook, but if you're not, I'm Laura Young Hodnett on Facebook, and I'm actually her deputy. So you can feel free to find me too. But be careful, because I've actually had artisans come to me going, hey, I've got, and not necessarily laurels, but pelicans trolling people on the arts and sciences who are also trying to cross over and become laurels. And it's like, so I've had to have those conversations with other people that were peers going trolling them, saying, I'm in that art form and you're not doing this right. So be careful how you critique as well.
Well, the one
that's the
I get
quickest way to kill the art form.
Yeah. The one I get all the time is, oh, those laurels do this, and they go off on this. It's like, uh-uh. That is the one I have to shut down nine times out of ten.
And
those darn laurels.
And I'm the
y'all
first.
Suck.
I'm
yep,
the first
they do,
to
admit. Don't they?
Y'all do.
The laurels can be, you know, we're a feared group. Like people, like the knights hit people with clubs, and people are more feared of them from
afraid
the laurels
of the with the
than
menus.
They are the guys that are hitting people with the clubs. I'm like, I've never hit you once.
Are you healed from a concussion? But when you beat up my baby,
I know.
Words hurt.
I know. It's just.
I think I've had to beat up on one of your babies.
And
I was
I
nice
just,
when I judge.
I'm
the nice judge.
I want to try to make people understand that judging and the subjectiveness of judging. It's such bullshit, y'all. It just is. And I, as a Laurel, will say, I do the best I can. But there have been days that I've been that bitchy-ass Laurel, flat out. I don't tell you. And sometimes it's, I just don't buy this. I don't buy this summation.
I wish to stand and
maybe
what
I was
would
wrong.
You have done differently?
Yeah.
Just tell me what you would have done differently.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually they can't think of something. Or they didn't come to realize that it was just about that.
And we're all very passionate about our art. And there is literally nothing, including putting together a stupid class on insignia that I don't bleed on, literally, that I do for this game. That being said, nobody likes to hear that you didn't do something wonderful. That's the truth. We all want to get petted and said, that's so pretty. We love it. You're awesome. That's our human nature. But the hardest thing to understand is when you go into competition, who are you competing against? Am I competing against him? No. I'm competing against the person that I was when I made that because I want to be better tomorrow. My next piece should be better. I'm competing against me. I'm not competing against the person next to me. And we have to get out of that mindset.
So might I suggest a possible thing for, might just be signing myself up for classes, and I'm not, because I already have classes.
No, yes you are, I heard it, I volunteer, I heard those words.
I did not say that.
Yes, I did.
Two potential classes that we consider in the future, maybe they're Roundtable, and maybe they're Kingdom A&S, and maybe they're both,
mm-hmm.
How to give criticism, how to take criticism.
Yeah, we already talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are valid things. And they can be as much as, if you want to put out something on your notes on Facebook.
I mean, there's science around both of these topics.
Absolutely.
These are not mystical topics in human society.
There's a great book called Crucial Conversations. I suggest to read it.
It's a good book.
Great book.
Yeah.
Crucial Conversations. You know. Anybody that's ever in any form of management or leadership gets given that book. It's how to have those conversations. It's like, hey, you dropped the ball on this. You cost this company a lot of money. How do you, or having to give somebody really bad news?
This is your fault.
This
is your fault.
You didn't build this right, and you just cost my company $20,000. there's conversations you have to have.
I don't get that up.
I've had to have that conversation.
Something that was mentioned in the previous group talk was the fact that people who go to art schools and take art classes actually get a chance to participate in the critique process,
mm-hmm.
and there's probably some value in encouraging Laurels to hold Laurels roundtables on a fairly regular basis where they get the artisans together and they facilitate the artisans in critiquing each other.
I think that is a valid thing to do. I think it's not out of the realm for us to have a bunch of Laurels have their pieces out and let all the other artists be able to judge the Laurels. The Laurels don't necessarily like that.
Now,
but
it might remind them of how it feels.
Oh, absolutely. And that's
and,
a huge
thing. And to really temper the way they, because
that's
you've got a new person and you've got a Laurels judging them.
Yeah.
That's enough to make you stop competing altogether.
I competed at Kingdom A&S for 15 years straight. Like, and then I got made a Pelican, and then I did have Entourage, and then I did this job. And I can't compete while I'm doing those things. But I competed every year with a different art form so that I didn't forget what that felt like. And I talked to the Laurels about it because it's really important. And several of them are like, well, I don't want people, you know, what if I don't do a good job? I'm like, then you understand what everybody else is dealing with, that you're expecting your apprentices to do. If you haven't entered something in the last 6 to 7 years, then you don't know what it's like to be an artist in Onstiora. You should know how they feel, and you shouldn't be afraid to put your shit out.
And just
in my opinion. Now, this is just me.
And just so you know, we have these discussions, too, because there's some old, more tenured Laurels.
Experience.
Who will, they'll tell you, by today's standards, they wouldn't be in that circle.
Right.
You also have to understand, when they were made a Laurel, they had to go to the library. You didn't have the wealth of information that we have now.
Right.
You didn't have Google. You couldn't just Google and reach out to Germany and say, hey, I want to get these docs from that and these up-close pictures. It wasn't that readily available.
Right.
So you couldn't BS. You could BS your way through, and the information that they were Laureled on, it wasn't necessarily as accurate as the information we have today.
Right, yeah.
So the game has become so elevated that some of them don't want to they're like, I ain't even going to put my stuff out there.
And that's one of those things.
And
that
some people have lost their eyesight.
That the artists
they can't
have
do those
to
things.
Deal with. Because they're doing a new Code Hardy pattern that they found in this other grave dig.
Yeah.
And that has different lines. And then somebody judges it that hasn't opened a book since 1975.
That's right.
It's
That's where your docs come in handy.
It happens. And so you have to prove that, you know,
you've got new stuff.
The new stuff has been found, that we know more about this, and And we had a Laurel that just wasn't aware. And she gave somebody a really bad score. And the other person that was more accurate, more up to date, got a great score. And the other Laurel was not ready to change her viewpoint from 1975. So we got another third judge in. And the third judge judged. And the other guy got so mad, he left the event.
Yep.
And we went with the scores from the other two judges. And it was great. But it's still one of those things that we and I and whoever comes after me, we're trying very hard to get that the judging up to a level that it's even, but it's not always going to be even because it's subjective.
We do try to calibrate.
Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. I mentioned previous class steps. Warlord is having an artisan enclave. I am not in charge of it. I'm just aware of it. How likely is it that any Laurels would be willing to display, not compete, not doing any artisan competition
right.
there, but just display some of their art?
I'll bring you something. I'll be there.
Because that,
I think,
you know, seeing what other people have done,
and what I did,
I'll bring you my.
It starts sounding like a broken record, but when the Mid-Realm has big events, a lot of times they will do an ANS display.
Yeah.
So it's not a competition. It's basically like it's sort of like LPT mini. So
yeah.
Like you show up and you put your stuff out and people can walk by and sort of talk to you and like some Laurels will come by and be like, oh, you do this and like zone in on it and then stand and talk to you for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's something that at NAMRON events was gonna start trying to like, you know, we can have the competition but let's also do a display so people can like see what people are doing.
See, NAMRON used to not have a competition,
yeah.
It was only display for art.
Yeah.
But now I'll be running the list, so I'll be there. I can't be with my piece, but I don't
right.
mind giving you something to display.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that.
I'll talk to the lady, is Johanna Jacobs-Tyler, I think, is running it.
You just get with me, and if you want,
yeah.
I will send you some. I will bring something
to display.
And she's
the Queen of 11 Booty right now anyway.
Yeah,
so
I'm the Queen of 11 Booty.
Mm-hmm.
So,
go ahead.
Has there been any consideration to doing a Laurels Invitational Tourney?
Right now, our event schedule is so full that not really. Sorry.
Because, you know, actually having Laurels hand out a certain number of tokens whenever they encounter different artisans and then collating them to the, you know, to which, say, 12 have the most and then
mm-hmm.
doing a tourney on that could be kind of interesting.
Interesting idea. Kind of like POC, Tournament of Champions kind of thing, where you get... Would it be tabulated throughout the year? Throughout the year. That might be something that we could
do. That might
about.
Be a way that we could fold it into TOC this last year. We just had the Baronial Champions
yeah.
do it. So
yeah.
we can pitch that.
And that was another thing that we could talk about is the fact that the Tournament of Champions got the TOC, they brought in the champions for the ANS too, which was really a cool thing
mm-hmm.
to do. I'm
yes.
pleased with that. It's one more place that our artists can show and be, say, hey, look, people can see me.
It was awesome.
Well, it elevates it to that level of importance.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the
And that's
secondary.
One of those things that I really,
we're
you
not
know.
Secondary, because they don't wear their clothes without us. Let's just be truthful.
We're so thankful.
But when you're
they don't have armor without us.
Yeah.
So the knights may, you know, the knights may be knights, but
yeah.
without us.
Yeah. Or their
knights
make their
own clothes.
I was going to say, some of us make our own clothes.
Yeah, lots
yeah.
of knights.
Yeah.
And,
you know,
yeah.
But they don't wear their. Not all of them make their own armor.
They wouldn't have been period.
So,
that's
awesome.
And again, without us.
Free on candy. Yes.
Remember, there's some of us. Without us, you don't eat.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Well,
and
I
we
don't.
Have a little saying: all mushrooms are edible once.
Okay, that's paperwork. I don't want to deal with.
Some of them you're going to eat twice because they're fun.
Y'all please ignore her. No.
Some of us know Asif.
We love you.
Just saying.
That's terrible. Nobody should admit to knowing Asif. Exactly.
Whatever. I've seen you track him down at events. Don't even.
So, who else going to Gulf War? Yay! They're still doing the ANS classes. They're still doing a
Open
lot of
ANS.
Stuff. And they're doing night classes, too, this year,
oh,
which is
cool.
really an interesting thing. So if you can look through and see how and what all you'd want to take, be active, be happy.
And if you're not chosen as a Gulf War artisan, there is the open ANS tourney that is on Friday. So please bring something to display. Please throw it out there. Get feedback. It's awesome.
Just to be aware, even if you if you're going to Gulf War and you like to sew and do things that are a little avant-garde and a little bit strange and not always period.
Talk about Gnome World Party.
The Gnome World Party is disco themed.
I would kill to go just for that.
So I'm just saying, LeMay disco round might happen.
Gothic War had a bad contest.
Yeah.
And one year that I was there, a gentleman who won it, purple and gold, LeMay.
Yeah.
Tudor.
Yeah. Well, and is it Namron that does the scary tunic?
The tacky guard.
The tacky tunic?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the tunics were amazing. So much fun. Those kind of things we want to encourage.
I've seen some lynch there. I'm just saying.
Ah, see? Something like that.
That's totally right.
Sometimes it's fun. Just roll with it and encourage.
I have some tie-dye biking. I'm just saying.
I had always thought it would be fun to do a side competition at some ANS that it looks period, but nothing that went into it probably is.
We have done that. That's actually how I won my first Wheezing Fear Baronial Championship. Oh. That was the theme of it. It's things that added to the game that were not period.
You know, they did one of those at Bjornsborg when you're in. Gnora won making a reliquary box that she made out of Fimo. She did a box and made the panels. And they, I swear, they look like ivory.
Elsie used to do a cheap garb contest. And it was a max of $20, but if you go under,
and you were banned.
I was actually after the third.
Yes.
And it was really cool. It was really cool. They did like all kinds of really cool stuff, and it was, you know, how could you do it on the cheap?
So Brindle Law's done a couple of times talking about interesting tournaments. The Iron Artisan.
That was fun.
So we've done that two or three times. They're a little hard to organize, but basically you set up teams, and the team is allowed to show up with whatever supplies. I think there's some budget and limit on supplies, but they have no clue what they're going to make.
Right.
And they go up and they draw a card, and what's in the card, that's what the team's making. And they have the day.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they're judged, and the winning team wins the Iron Artisan.
We wanted to do the... Awesome.
The Golden Seamstress is what the men does, where it's teams of, I think it's 3 to 4 sewers. And you have to finish your garb in the allotted time and put it on the model.
North does something similar as well with the packs.
We wanted to do a chop where you got a basket full of supplies. There's your basket. You got your teams. And go. What can you create out of this basket? Ami's on my team. That's all I got to say. I get Ami. There may have been some twigs and some duct tape was part of it. But anyway, how much could you make out of this basket that was functional?
Can we use the basket?
Yes.
Okay.
You can use everything. We got this. So that was our idea. We wanted to do a spin with your chops instead of iron.
Yeah.
Some of them artisans.
What? I'm sorry.
Our symposium. I wanted to
mention it. Please, go ahead.
I just wanted to mention to the locals, we're going to be doing our first ever Middle Eastern Culture Symposium in July, on July 29th. 28th, and I keep doing that. She's the autocrat. I'm just doing the tosses. So if you've got people who are interested in Middle Eastern oriented arts or arts that, you know, have a Middle Eastern component, that'll be the place. We had 25 class slots, and we had to add a fifth track, and we're only down to like 5 slots open left.
Right.
In like 2 weeks. So we have lots of teachers.
It's July 28th in Athens, Texas, at the Fishery and Hatchery Convention Center.
And that was the Middle Eastern thing?
Yes.
Yes.
That's great. We've got a very active
Yes, it does include the Crusades. We are going to have some lecture classes on, you know, what Crusaders would have found if they'd gone to, you know, Outremer. What would they have seen? How would they have reacted?
Right.
So there's going to be something for everybody, even if you're not in the Middle Eastern.
Contact me if there's something I can help you with. Let me know.
I'll also plug, we're going to try to make a real heavy art showing at Medfair in Norman this year, April 6th through 8th. If any artisans want to come and hang out, play, have ideas on involving people in stuff that's not fighting in a very giant demo situation, come on down, we'd love you.
Excellent.
Or come on up, we'd love you. Either way.
Yeah.
The Canton of Mergenfeld, the first Saturday of June, is holding a model working symposium.
Okay.
The paperwork's been submitted.
Just kind of check with that. That's just a sister Canton to us. I'm from Skargard, but... Yeah. The last year they did a cooking symposium. It was awesome. I've never had an opportunity to meet with so many cooking laurels. This year there'll be a lot of metalworking laurels if that's one of your hobbies or interests. Crescent, Oklahoma. So it's not too far from Oklahoma City. Lodging and everything is available in the area, but if you get a chance to go out for that, it'll be awesome.
Great. I love the fact that we're getting so many collegiums and small groups breaking off and doing really cool stuff.
Well, and fiber arts is being planned.
Yeah, I mean, it's great.
What exactly is the fiber arts? What umbrella does that cover?
Everything in fiber. Everything.
So,
cotton, I mean, and wool.
But we're even doing a fighter track. So how would fiber arts play in with armor and things like that?
I was fiber about out talking about fiber.
Okay, so cotton, linen, and wool. Anything. That's the answer. Anything. Cotton, linen, wool. Yes, still.
A general
before
dyeing track. So those were the four things that we had last time.
Protein spit. That's what it is.
It's
well, actually, comes out
what I say that I'm just dressed in Viking because I'm like, I don't look at me on fibers.
What's
that?
Leather.
Leather's fibers.
No, it's cellular. The fiber is fiber. When we're talking about in fiber, we're talking about a single molecule chain in a string format. So then we got.
As a scientist.
I'll explain it later. Yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
So. Kind of like if you can grow it.
Okay. And we sort of
grow
do.
It, sew it and
grow it or shear it.
Yeah. And you don't drink it.
I think it's fabric,
spin it.
Fabric and yarn.
And spin it.
Fabric and yarn.
I mean, there's some people like you shear, but I don't think anyone wants to spin it.
Well,
they'll be just about anything for, I mean, something for
everybody. I'm not spinning that.
There's
some people knit with animal hair, with like their dog and cat hair. That's always blown
away. Oh, yeah.
And some,
you can't spin. There was a lady doing a project with, she's embroidering with hair.
That I have experience.
Yep.
I wanted to
scarf
out
of my. It was cute little mouse until I realized
it was
people
hair. I know it was very popular in Victorian times, but I didn't know that they had period hair embroidery. That's cool.
A lot more of it was Asian. The Asian cultures did a lot of that.
That would make sense.
Right. Early period kind of people would still do that. And they did a lot of rope stuff too with hair.
I will say hair is actually really strong.
Yeah.
It makes some really good rope. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. Make it cool.
But hair, person hair, it's
unless it's chemically dependent.
It's got a woogie factor for some people. It doesn't for me, but it does have a woogie factor for some people.
But it's kind of a case of like, you've been in the SCA too long when your arts and science project starts out in the backyard.
That's how they all start, isn't it?
I like it.
That's when you've been there just long enough.
Amen, sister.
That's when you might be ready for Kingdom A&S.
Yeah.
Is when it starts out in the backyard.
Well, it starts in the backyard. I'm working on them right now, but then I'm a cook, so it's like, lamb. We call them Stewie.
Yeah.
We've got goats.
Well, and there's
the donkey breeding going.
We ain't got there yet.
There's a whole side of the SCA that we don't really do a whole lot. We're beginning to. Mariana did a couple of things, is the butchering. And the meat curing, that's an area where we don't do a whole lot of, and it really is extremely period.
Hell's Gate's trying to expand on that.
There's a duchess somewhere in the mid
who
I've watched. I forget which one it is, but I've watched her butcher like an entire
deal. Well, they had to write rules for her because she was doing stuff and where they were. And
it was pretty great.
And that's the thing. It's like when you've made the society make laws for what you're doing,
that's pretty damn
cool, actually. But
breaking ground.
But those harder arts, those messier arts, we don't have as many people doing, and I really would love for us to see. I would love to see more people doing that.
Don't
cool.
Start tanning leather at events.
We're doing pretty close when we're making parchment.
Yeah.
Because we're
not quite as sticky as.
I'm not butchering at home because I send it to a place that is clean and able to have it butchered, but I know it's your...
Yeah. But like I said, that's an art form that we don't
that's a very great art form. It's easily, well, not easily documented, but it's documentable. There's a lot of things going on about it. Tanning is one of them. Woodworking, we don't, I mean, we look at, you look at Onstura. Onstura is very fiber arts heavy. And you look at other kingdoms, and they'll have way more woodworkers and way more metalsmiths than we do. And I don't know if it's the heat. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if we frustrate the people before they get to the laurel status or whatever. But we just don't have... We've got some armorers, but very few of them are going through the whole blacksmithing process. And I don't know how to encourage that. We've got people who are doing blacksmithing, but they tend to do it just in a little area, and they don't really display a whole lot.
We
just
haven't had one of those.
Like Eisen. I mean, right. I remember the first entry, and Godwin just, like, taking him aside, and just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, but if God was not showing up, yeah. There are very few of our heavier
for the morgue.
Metalworker, they're not showing up. We've got a few jewelers.
Not portable, and it's right. Not as, I mean, you know, it's
so it's one of those areas where I would really like to see more people doing some, and I'm calling those hard arts. They're not always hard, but you know, the woodworking, the metalworking, the butchery, the other things that we just don't see enough of. I'd love to see more of. Cool.
One of the things to be careful about is there's so much. It's one of Willow's
greenhouses.
Does things like fish hooks and fire making and making.
Yeah, it's all yeah.
Oh yeah. And one day I was at Laurel's and I heard a couple of Laurel's going, and I read what he's making. Well, who would do that kind of thing?
And see, that's not helpful.
I actually spoke up for him and said, wait a minute, don't you think that stuff is period?
That's one of those things when Harold was mine. Harold was my guy. And it was difficult to get some of the Laurels to understand that he was doing the common man Viking stuff. Mm-hmm. He was doing stuff for the longhouse. He was doing stuff as you would have been done, your traps, your how, you know, it wasn't necessarily for the Jarl. It wasn't for the higher level. He wouldn't have been wearing that stuff. These are the stuff that the fishermen would have had, that the thralls would have used daily. That's what he did. He's the nuance of the common man. And I had to go and argue that. And it's one of the things that I think we're beginning to understand a little bit more, that that's another thing that I have to talk to the Laurels about, is that you look with our modern eye an arts piece, and then you look and you go to a museum and you look at what a Viking piece actually looked like, what a 14th century piece looked like, and you had stuff that was manor, and you had stuff that was crown stuff, and you have stuff that was just in bogs because that's what the common guy had. And the common guy piece is just as nuanced. It's different, but it's still as valuable, and it's really valuable. And that's one of the things that if you do a piece like that, make sure you put that in your documentation so that it doesn't get discounted. And if I'm involved, make sure I know, because I geek out about the small stuff, because the small stuff, and that's the nuance of daily life. These amazing things that the crowns had and the crowns wore, they were not functional real life to almost anybody. There was a really cool cooking demonstration that I went to, and it was in Glenavon, and the lady had, she did a pie. It was an apple pie. And she did the manor pie, or she did the crown pie, the manor pie, and the farmer's pie. Oh. And she did them with, the flowers were different. The apples were all the same, but the flour was different. Whether she used suet and other things for one of them, and she used, the butter levels were different, and what your fat content. And it was not how did the pie taste. Mm-hmm. It was. She did. She gave you, you know, three little pieces of pie that you did taste, and then she told you why they were different and how they were different. And it was such an amazing piece. I loved it. It was such a cool hoo-god geek out kind of piece. And that's the kind of stuff that I think is really cool. That it's especially for cooking, because it's very difficult to do a cooking documentation where you've got, you know, this is my statement. This is what I want to prove. It's hard to do that. in a teaching, you know, in a piece like right that. So that's an opportunity for somebody doing cooking. It's not about how it tastes. It's about what went into it. Like every culture had an apple pie. Every culture has
just like Kale's the beer that you drink. Right. But every man's beer was not good. It tasted horrible.
Yeah, sure. Beer tastes horrible.
So that's just things I find.
I'm glad you brought that in. We were talking about like that whole statement of we should be elevating our game. And for some people, elevating their game is going the other way. This is not kind of Italian. This is I want to get into the geeking out over the.
This.
You support.
And for me, that's more elevated.
I love
because
that
it's deeper. But it was something that I had to sell with Harold.
Yeah.
I was like, look, this is not what he's doing. You got.
Yeah.
You can't look for.
But we have to get that frame of mind sometimes.
Yeah.
Help. I wrote like a 10-page thing and then deleted it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to piss everybody off.
Officer.
Right, officer.
Did you tell them we need to go first?
No.
Okay. Did you tell them? Because we're going to have to
thank you so much.
Okay. There's a phone over here charging.